So the taxes.
The structure value's been lowered.
If you look at the second page of this.
No, it has the first one. Okay.
This here says new.
Right.
And they're stapled together with the old, and you're going to see the difference in the
values. Oh, I got you. Okay, so, that's what I was after.
Yep. Yeah. So it was.
I see it now.
It was 243. They lowered it to 112.
Got
it.
All right.
You did this by the road, you.
I was just trying to.
Yeah, I get it. No, thank you, Wesley. I appreciate that.
We did. We did. Anyway.
Oh, it might be. Oh, yeah.
Wonder if there's any others in here that we did yesterday.
Well,
we did that Violin Road yesterday. The road that's back there in the back of that.
Yes, we did.
You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the road. We closed it or took it to zero.
Yeah.
And it's dedicated to the public, is what we done.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's in here.
We shoved it in there twice.
But we did see that a couple of times, so they would bring stuff over when we already had it. But then we ran out of time, honestly. We didn't have any more.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure we don't.
Well,
I don't have any problem with any of that. I don't have any problem with any of that. It's just that I don't want to make a mistake here and make a decision one way on it one time and different way.
I can't see why anybody would oppose this. And
right. There's some. So you mark all of them Exhibit A?
All those are Exhibit A that are flood damage.
Okay.
And nothing to do with property. Make it Exhibit A.
Yeah, and then I'm change land, just change structure, and
yeah.
New marks 16 to 29.
Now read that back to us. Exhibit A is what?
I've got a motion.
Oh, well, I'm going to make one if I can figure out what the numbers are. Exhibit A is what?
It's our number 16 through 20, but that's not going to match the BOE numbers. We were just trying not to get them mixed up.
So we need to go.
Make a motion to approve the parcels presented by the assessor's office that have been lowered due to the flood. Is that good enough?
Exhibit A.
Mark Exhibit A.
That's fine. You don't have a number for them.
Not yet.
I don't have the OE numbers yet for them.
If you want to set here for
here's the way I want to do that. Won't you count them? And we'll say that many parcels, Exhibit A, due to the flood. Would that be a better motion? I don't know. Here's another one we did yesterday, so I'm not. It's another road.
What I got, Danny.
There's nothing, so.
Yeah.
Huh?
14 is
what I got. Okay. Motion to.
Assess 14 flood damage parcels. Assessor Broad.
You write the motion out there.
All right.
Exhibit A. 14 parcels. Flood damage
structures.
Flood damage structures.
Okay, this is what I got. Let me just finish this last word. Danny Strahan, motion to set the 14 parcels presented by the assessor's office due to the flood damage. Lowered by the assessor's office instead of by the assessor's office.
Adjusted. By the assessor's office, structures, is your mic on the structures only?
Structures only?
Yes.
Now there's no way we can, just to let you know, there's no way I can adjust structures only. I'm only adjusting total valuation based on the document.
This is our motion,
this is
though.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know the way the program works. Is that all right? You want me to read it again?
read it again, and these, one of these guys, I'll
make... Strahan, motion to set the 14 parcels presented by the, and adjusted by the assessors, structures only, due to the flood damage.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now. Motion carries.
That's what I showed you here. We got a couple of roads and stuff that's in this pile. And I don't want to make two decisions. There's that violin drive that, you know, what it was, we didn't do it. And then I'm believing maybe that Shepherd of Hills. I know we talked about something there.
Well, violin was over by Shepherd of Hills.
Okay. But it may be part of the same one. You know, it run up there and hooked around. It's there where the car wash is.
Yeah.
So you... Those splits. There's really not anything we can do other than just approve the split. I mean, what are we going to say about it?
Who were these requested splits?
A split is whenever the property is split up, but it didn't get adjusted before the buck. So they have to give a value to the original property and the new property. It used to be one piece of property, now split to either one or more parcels.
Okay, makes sense.
And because they get split off, all the value goes up. You know, 48 a lot is worth more than 10.
Sure.
Right. Be a difference in rounding.
That's that they round those off is the way that I thought they'd done them in the past, and they should come close to the same value after the split.
These are all marked except EXA, Danny. It's as fast as I can write.
Okay.
We'll make these exhibit B.
Do you want to title those splits? How do you want to do those?
There's 13 of these.
Make it exhibit B.
13.
Every one of them is split, isn't it?
Splits.
Splits. Motion to approve exhibit B, 13 splits presented by the assessor?
Yes. That's the best. I don't know of any other way to put it.
Is that good enough?
So.
Did you get that, Wesley? I don't know if I can say it again.
Exhibit B.
Exhibit B. 13 splits presented by assessor.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Is that your motion, Danny?
Is that your motion?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
This is going to be a little more difficult.
Is this the one we talked about yesterday?
This is the boat dock down at
Branson Landing.
Branson Landing.
Attached to lease land.
Yeah.
Are you talking? Oh, you're talking about the big one that they moved?
Yes.
Sure, familiar with it.
Yes. I think we're asking for it to come off of real estate and go to personal. Is what I understand there.
To be personal property and not attached to real estate.
Right.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
We had a big deal about this last year, year before last. It's something to do with the pillars that they drove in the lake to make the attachment.
They did move it.
Isn't there a note on there about
it says the tax commission? Yeah, moving to personal per 137.090 and opinion of STC.
Okay,
State Tax Commission.
We just approve it then. If it's a state tax commission, I don't even know what it's doing before us.
They probably received it after the book was closed.
They can't adjust anything after the book closes. We have to run it all to you or to the commission. I don't even do it. Well, you state tax commission orders that come in later after the book is given to
you. Are they taxed more I mean, is it more money on personal property than it is?
It's less.
No, actually, it would be more. Because commercial is 32% on real estate. Personal property is 33 and a third, I believe. So it's catch 22.
Depending on what they value it at. What's it valued at? Just curious.
I'm assuming we use our values that we have here and just roll them over into personal property.
It says $1,205,610 total appraised. I'm looking at 17.
What's the number now? You guys can look at it. Let me get the number off here. Where's the BOE number?
It's just...
Will you attach one to it? Or?
It's one of those that we brought, and Wesley put a number one on it.
Well, let's just call it Exhibit C.
Yeah.
Exhibit C.
And is it change of classification?
Classification change.
Change from property... property to
real
personal.
Property personal.
Personal.
So we're taking the value to zero then, right?
Yes.
So you're doing what?
On the
value will go to zero on real estate.
On real estate side, it'll go to zero. Personal property is where it should go back.
Have you already put it on personal?
You know, we used...
I don't think so.
Let's see, we used to have the one that went right straight back, but that's your other program. You abated one, you abated the real, and added the personal, and it
actually,
came in two forms.
Actually, they were never connected. Real and personal were two different complete modules of the program. You had to go into real estate, and then you had to go into personal property. And you're thinking of splits, though, whatever. We used to take the original property to zero and then add on the property with a new value. With this program, we don't do this. This program, actually, you change the value.
Oh, okay.
So if it was $50,000 for four and you're changing it to 60, you just change it to 60. If it was 50 and you're changing it to 40, you just change it to 40. In the background, on a database, they can see that change. For us, what we're looking at, we only see the final numbers. Now, I think Sheila can see what it was before, and you can see what it was before. But... you know what I'm saying? It's a perpetual thing where in the past you just used to take it to zero and put a new one in. The bills all stay the same now. You got bill A, it stays the same, just the values change on that one.
You want to make a motion to approve Exhibit C or what?
I make a motion that we approve Exhibit C, changing it from
real property to personal.
Real property to personal.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that all of them?
Yep. We can go home now.
Yeah,
right.
You guys
can
sleep.
We got our part done.
Please down.
Is at 1:45 you get a teleconference?
Yep.
Grants and shop.
You
have a
for
me?
No. This is the one by Freddy. The lot that's
straight up in there. We'll recess till 1:45.